Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Tigers in 20 Off the Boards, a Go Tigers 247 audio podcast where we bring you breaking news and interviews with players, top recruits, coaches, and influencers from football and basketball across the city of Memphis and around the nation. Now, let's get to the episode. Welcome back to Go Tigers 247's Tigers in 20 Off the Boards. Y'all know what we do here, man. We bring in coaches, players, influencers from across the city of Memphis and around the country to talk to you about, to ask them questions about the University of Memphis and their time at the school. Man, I am excited to have Quindell Johnson on with us today. I mean, y'all know who Quindell, I don't even need to introduce the man. Everybody that's listening to this knows who he is. I am excited to have you on, Quindell. Thank you for joining me, man.
Appreciate you for having me on.
Man, how's everything going so far, man? Spring, how's it going?
Good, man. Spring has been good, not just for me, but for, you know, the team as well. Just getting accustomed to the new defense and what Coach Barnes have bringing in. I think it's going to be real, real good for us going back to a 4-3 and things like that. But as far as spring, man, it's been fun. I feel like it's the most fun I had in spring ball all my times here.
What makes it fun for you? What is the differentiating thing for you that makes it more fun this year?
The energy, the excitement. Like, I feel like this team has a new breath of air. Like, we all just coming together as one. Like, we know the past few seasons wasn't our best, so we knew coming into the winter program and coming into spring what we had to do, what we needed to do as a team to get back to that Memphis that we all remember. So just, you know, taking that grind and having fun with it and just being a part of the process, man, it's been fun. And what Coach Barnes bringing with his energy and everything, it makes it even more exciting.
So I know, obviously, man, everybody's excited about this year. I think top down in terms of the defense, man, probably the most talented roster y'all have had in a while. Like, I mean, maybe since you've been here. But I wanted to ask you, let's take a step back and go back to last year a little bit. A little up and down year for the team in terms on the defensive side of the ball. But how would you grade Quindell Johnson's year? Like, what as you took a step back after the year was over, man, how did you grade yourself, your individual season?
I'm a hard grader, you know. Some games, you know, I feel like I played good. Some games, you know, I might not play good. But I'm real hard on myself. I wouldn't even give myself A. I'm like a B plus, maybe B minus or something like that. In that range, I give myself. I'm real hard on myself when it comes to, you know, grading myself, because I want great for my. I want to be elite. You know, I'm a type of person. I want perfection, even though I'm not going to be perfect. But, you know, that's what I strive to be. And when it comes to judging myself, I'm very hard on myself.
You know, most elite players are, right? Like, most guys that have aspirations to do this thing as a living, to do whatever they do as a living, they're gonna be harder on themselves than most. I guess when you get a little bit complacent and start thinking that your shit don't stink, like, that's when you kind of plateau and not grow. And I wanted to take a step back and go, there were so many plays though last year where everybody was like, oh man, that's Quindell. Like, that's what he does. For you, as you've taken a step back, like, what was the play like for you, or the game, that you were like, man, that is where like that needs to be consistent. And that's what I want to do, man. If I'm going to package together a highlight package for NFL scouts and NFL GMs, this is the play or the game that I want them to see.
I feel like it was a lot of plays that I made last year, you know, that were top tier, like, of what I can do as far as on the field. I can name a lot of games. I was really watching the Temple game last night, some plays that I made, some huge plays on a fourth down, just creasing a gap, making a play on running back, some things like that. Covering, like, Houston game. What other game that come to mind?
I got one for you.
Which one?
The Mississippi State game, fourth and goal. Mm-hmm. Momentum was clearly in Mississippi State's favor.
Oh, yeah.
And you had the pass breakup on fourth and goal and stopped the momentum, right? Like, kept the game going. Like, that to me was – because, I mean, I think everybody knows you as – man, when you get your pads down on somebody, they're going down. Like, when you get your pads on somebody, they're going down. Running backs, receivers, whoever may be coming across the middle. But it's those pass breakups that I'm like, that's those evolution, right? Like, that's that evolution for you in terms of being able to see things. Like, I think it's more difficult, and I'm not a football player. I'm a basketball player, but or used to be a basketball player. Is it more difficult to defend a pass without – interfering, or is it more difficult to tackle somebody, like tackle a running back in the backfield for you?
It's more difficult to, you know, defend a pass. I mean, I played basketball as well growing up, so just translating those kind of movements into playing football, it really helped me a lot, just being patient. I'm not a guy that likes to grab a lot, so you know, if I do get shot, I like to grab by the waist or whatnot, because the refs really don't call waist holding, like, they're not gonna really call it. So
they'll get up in the shoulders if you do it.
Yeah,
you get right.
Yeah, all the up high they call, but down low they're really not gonna call. So if I get you by the waist or whatnot, then I'm good. I just like to be patient with everything. Just let everything come to me. Use my strengths, not my weaknesses and everything. But just defending the pads is probably harder rather than tackling, you know, a running back in the backfield.
So as a basketball player and football player, I know there's a ton of difference in between in the games, right? Like there's a ton of difference in how the games are played. But what are some of the basketball moves that you've, like, moving your hips, moving your feet? Like, what are some of the basketball moves that you've incorporated into the football game?
It's really crazy because how football and basketball can, you know, correlate with each other, like moving side to side, moving in speed and moving in power as well, not clicking your feet, because you click your feet in basketball,
it's over.
You're not, yeah. So things like that, just, you know, dip and drive on a block or something, you know, you gotta dip across the coming around on a pick or something like that. Just things like that, all of the hip movements and stuff like that correlate with each other with football and basketball. So just examples like that really helped me a lot.
I love it. So obviously one of the plays that really stands out to me from last year in that Mississippi State game was Calvin's punt return. And I know the narrative around that punt return last year was, well, the referee waved his arms and everybody knew that he was down in the ball, right? And I saw all the Memphis players coming out and going, yo, if you're not taught the right, if you're not being taught the right play or the right thing to do, that's not our fault. Like, that's on you.
Right.
You were the lead blocker on that return. Like, you were the guy that was leading Calvin down the field on that play, on that punt return. Like, what were you thinking in that moment? Did you know the ball was still live on the field?
Really, like, I seen the kick. I was jogging off the field. Usually I'm always watching where the ball goes before I jog off the field. So I'm just looking at it and I see him, you know, going to get the ball. So I'm like, oh crap, the ball is still alive.
It's
like,
alive.
You know, what's going on? So
right.
I'm like, okay, where my next block at? Where my next block at? So I'm trying to make sure, you know, I don't get no flag or nothing. So when he started running down the sideline, I just, you know, made sure I cleared the way for him so he can get in the end zone for us.
That was wild, man. That was a wild play, bro.
Oh, yeah, it really was. It changed the game.
Changed everything. I wanted to ask you about, obviously, you're a veteran on the team. You've been a veteran on the team for, I mean, you've been a leader on that defense since the time you stepped foot on campus. But I wanted to ask you about a couple of veterans from last year, and that's Jacoby Francis and J.J. Russell. Man, what was it like having, you know, being on the field every single Saturday when y'all were at home? I got to experience a lot of the leadership of Jacoby and J.J., especially being the vocal leadership. You know, you're there was a lot of really good players on the defense last year, but clearly those two were the main vocal guys in terms of the defensive side of the ball and the leadership. What was it like having them last year on the defense with you? And the second part to that question is, man, how are you going to fill that gap as they're gone now?
Mm-hmm. First, I mean, it was a blessing to have those guys as leaders and on the team last year. Just those guys to come back an extra year and add a little more oomph to the defense. But it was for sure a blessing just to play with those guys. They passion for the game. JJ has a tremendous motor. He was one of the main our vocal guy, especially for the whole defense. Jacoby, me and him were probably the two top leaders, this defensive back group. So we both had vocal voices in our group, but just having those guys there, you know, just playing with them throughout the years, and just I love both of those guys to death, man. I create a great relationship with both of them throughout my time here, and it was just it was a blessing to play with those guys, and just to fill that void. I feel like we do have enough older guys, enough leaders on this team to feel like going on the defensive side, me, Jim Allen, Zay Cullins, guys like that, guys that been on the team and guys that know the standard, what it takes to have a elite defense. They were helped tremendously, and they've been doing that. They've been doing that since the winter, and they've been doing it in the spring. So it's just not me that's, you know, gonna be that vocal guy. Sometimes, you know, they'll say something, and I'll let them say what they need to say, because I'm just not the only leader on this team. Like it's bigger than me, you know. Guys like that have been putting in the work, been through it all, and that they deserve that shine as well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
gonna be honest with you, Quindell. When at the end of the year, you did a post game press conference, and it was the senior day, and you were asked, like, "Hey, you know, what does this mean for you possibly coming back to Memphis or leaving Memphis?" And you said, "No comment." And I think when the year ended, I think 99.9% of Memphis fans expected to see this graphic come across your IG and say, "Yo, man, I'm headed to fulfill my dream of playing in the NFL draft." And I think everybody in Memphis would have been like, "Do your thing, bro. Like, you deserve it. You're a hell of a player. Go do your thing." But on December 30th, man, you shocked everybody, bro.
Yeah.
I got so many text messages that day going, "Quindell's back. Like, Quindell's coming back. Like, this is crazy." What went into that decision? And yeah,
it was a lot going into that decision, man. It took me like until the end of the season, till December 30th, for me to, you know, make that decision for myself. It was a should I go? Should I stay? Was a lot going on. You know, I didn't know if I wanted to go, if I wanted to stay. But when I put it in a full circle and perspective, like, I felt the need that if I do come back, like, I want to win a championship. I'm just not coming back for me. I'm not going to be selfish and just come back for me. Like, it's a reason and a purpose why I came back. Like, I want to, you know, try to get my grade up higher, you know, work, get faster, you know, stronger, do all that. But at the end of the day, I want to win a championship. I know what it feels. I don't know what it feels like to win a conference championship. So I want to get this program back to where it was and back to the standards where it needed to be. That's why I came back, and the people, you know, the players that's on my side and that has my back, we could do it. So that was, you know, one of my reasons to coming back.
Well, I think everybody was kind of surprised, because at the time you made your decision, and I'm sure that decision was, you know, a few weeks, a month or two in the making, but it was during that time frame from the time the season ended to when you made your announcement that Mike McIntyre left and went to Florida International. And everybody knew they were going to be bringing in a new DC. And I think most people figured that Ryan might be going back toward, you know, maybe making a change in terms of schemes, and, you know, that 3-4 was effective to a degree. But I think most people were like, the Tigers, especially last year, the Tiger defense was most effective when y'all got that pressure on the quarterback, right? Like, that was when when y'all were most effective. And so, obviously, though, it's not just – you don't just put a DC in, change the schemes, and everybody rolls. Like, it's a learning process for everybody involved. Right. Was there a part of it for you that was – that maybe made you hesitate to, like, man, I don't know if I'm ready to, like, maybe I should transfer somewhere that best fits my thing, or come back to Memphis and learn a whole new system in my potentially final year at Memphis?
You know, I've had four DCs in the last 5 years. So
crazy, man.
I mean, having another DC, I mean, really wasn't going to change anything. It's just me learning a new scheme. But I feel like the biggest thing about it is you learn something new from each coordinator. Like, you take a piece of each coordinator and you take it to the next and you apply it to the next or whatnot. So just him coming in, you know, I was excited that, you know, we was getting a new DC. But at the end of the day, it was like, shucks, I done went through three other DCs. Why not? You know, I can do it again, you know, catch on to it, pick up on everything, and just apply my knowledge to what I know and add it to his schemes and everything. So him coming in with a new scheme wasn't really a big problem for me, because I've been through it before. So
it's kind of normal for you at this point.
Yeah, basically.
So that's interesting. Like, I love the way that you position that, because most people would look at, I think most novices that have never played football at the level that you've played would look at it and go, I mean, you're changing everything. But your mentality is, man, listen, I've got a skill set knowledge from years and years and years of playing football, I'm going to bring, like, there's a level of confidence in your knowledge and ability to mm-hmm. where you're not starting over. You're building on top of building
right.
on top
right.
of building.
Exactly. Exactly. And as a player, I felt like I've got smarter and smarter as each, you know, DC came along, because I've gotten a piece of what each DC has brought in.
So what, without giving away schemes or anything like that, I don't want to get a phone call from anybody inside the facility. but what do you think, Tiger fans should expect? What is the defense going to look? Where's it going to look different this year under Matt Barnes's tenure?
D-line, just watch out. You know, a lot of pressure. Just know that we're trying to come save that quarterback.
That's exciting. So what does that do? So for you, in the secondary, what is that pressure in the defensive line? How does that open things up for you? Like, what does that do for you as a part of the secondary? Does that mean we might see Quindell in the backfield more? Does that mean we see, like, what does that look like for you?
You're going to see me in coverage. You'll see me in the box, you know, sometimes, you know, blitzing or whatnot. But we're going to be everywhere this year. Everybody basically got the same job, but everybody just play a different position, basically. So we all coming this year. So you never know who's gonna be coming. So we bringing everybody.
I bring the band in the backfield at some point.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this: what is it that you are? I know you are a team guy. You talked about how coming back was not a individual decision, that you're like, yes, I want to grow, want to get better, want to raise my draft stock, but I also want to be take this team back to the level that it was a few years ago. Let's think individually for a second, though. Like, what is it that you are for your draft stock? I mean, everybody mm-hmm. knows you're going to be playing on Sundays next year, and that's I think that's exciting. You look up and down NFL rosters, and Memphis players are everywhere, and it's awesome, and you're going to be the next one. So, but what is it that you're looking to improve upon? Like, what do you think you need to do this year to improve your draft stock for next year?
Really, you know, try to get my hands on the ball more, try to get, you know, some more forced fumbles, more interception. I need a couple pick six. I feel like I did everything in the stat book besides giving me a pick six. So, I mean, but, you know, that just me individually, but, you know, just – you know, improve my man coverage and just improve my speed and everything. I feel like one of my reasons as well to come back, just trying to take advantage of one whole year of training and just worrying about my body and just staying healthy and everything. That's really the two biggest things for me, just continue to work on my man, being patient, and just getting fast.
So who are some of the – in spring football, in the winter workouts and things like that, what young players that maybe didn't see the field last year, whether they're sophomores or redshirt freshmen this year, mm-hmm. who should we be looking out for on the defensive end of the ball? Like who has impressed you so far in spring?
Young is we had a great competition. Tyrell Raby. From the DB standpoint, Josh Hastings. We got a lot of D linemen. We have Zai, who's been coming along. Big Cam has been having a great spring for us. Who else? There's a lot of guys I can name, but those are just a few, you know, that come in my head as far as young guys and that thing.
It's interesting because you said Tyrell, and we interviewed Eddie Lewis on the offensive side of the ball earlier, and he mentioned Tyrell too, which is interesting because mm-hmm. he's obviously probably going up against Tyrell in practice. So mm-hmm. Tyrell, I mean, he's huge for a cornerback, right? Like
he has a good size. I mean, he had the injury last year that kind of, you know, prevented him from playing, but, you know, as the spring goes along, I feel like he's going to get better. And as, you know, as we get in the fall camp and everything, you know, he's going to find himself a role on this team and possibly on the field if he keep being consistent and everything.
So let's move over to, I know on the defensive side you had those guys. Any of the receivers or running backs coming in that we didn't see last year and you're like, okay, this dude, watch out for him this year?
I say Skates is came in and found himself a role on the offensive side. Running back, we've had a lot of rotation. A lot of guys that, you know, most of them played last year. So I do say watch out for Darius Carver as well, coming in at the A-back and everything like that.
That's what we've been hearing, We've been hearing.
Finding himself, you know, getting back out of injury, finding himself a role on the offensive side too, getting a lot of reps. So I say watch out for him as well on the offensive side.
Speed, right? Like he's a speed guy.
Yes, sir. And he's powerful too, so.
Yeah. All right, so we when I told our Go Tigers 247 VIP family on the message boards that we were going to be interviewing you, I said, hey, man, anybody got any questions for Quindell? So I got a couple of questions for you from fans, if you're cool with that.
Okay.
What is your favorite place to eat in Memphis?
My favorite place to eat, man. Are we talking just a general place to eat?
Anywhere, man. Anywhere.
You know, I love Hattie B's, man.
Man.
I love Hattie B's. I guess I have to go there.
The hot chicken? That's the Nashville Hattie B's. Where is Hattie B's at in Memphis?
I need to find
that place because I like Nashville hot chicken.
It's real good. I love Hattie B's.
What is the one of the fans asked, tell us something about Silverfield we don't know. I don't know how to.
I really don't know how to answer that question.
I know, right?
I don't know how to answer that question.
We'll pass that question. Which game on the schedule are you looking forward to the most this year?
That's a great question. Really, a lot of games I'm looking forward to. Mississippi State, I'm looking forward on the first game of the season. Tulane, because it's going to be my last time going back to New Orleans. Then the next week, we got UCF on my birthday. And, that's about it.
What about that Houston game?
That, too. We need that, too. Houston, we need that back, too.
Got to get that
one back. Got to run that one back.
Yep. Quindell, thank you, man. I really appreciate you joining me.
No problem, man. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Where can – I know most of our fans are probably already following you on Twitter and Instagram, but shout out your Twitter, Instagram, where can people follow you on socials?
On Instagram, my name Quindell Johnson. You can look me up. It'll probably be Twindell15, but just type in Quindell Johnson, you'll find me. And on Twitter, I'm Quindell6.
There you go, man. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining me.
No problem. Appreciate you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tigers and 20 Off the Boards. If you enjoyed this episode, we would love for you to leave a rating and a comment wherever you download your podcast. If you are interested in daily content all about the University of Memphis athletic program, head over to www.gotigers247.com. Articles are published daily, and you can join the Go Tigers 247 family by signing up for a VIP membership for even more behind-the-scenes information.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
Let's go! It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.